There's a one-room church on the old mountain road. There was old-time singing and the truth is told. Back in the day, long years ago, the glory used to fall and the spirit flow. I can still hear that preacher man well, warning everybody about a place called hell. Preaching that cross till they ran it in the ground. Thought he was crazy. He was preaching the fire down. Altar and he wept for the lost. He prayed it all through and he counted the cost. He believed in the word and he knew it was real. He cried out to God and the sick were healed. I can still hear that preacher man well, warning everybody about a place called hell. Preaching that cross till they ran it in the ground. Thought he was crazy. He was preaching the fire down. God searching this world, looking to and fro, for one who's willing and ready to go. Stand up for Jesus and answer that call. Hey, the world is waiting for the fire to fall. I can still hear that preacher man well, warning everybody about a place called hell. Preaching that cross till he ran it in the ground. Thought he was crazy. He was preaching the fire. About a place called hell. Reaching that cross till they ran it in the ground. Thought he was crazy. He was preaching the fire down. He was preaching the fire down. He was preaching the fire down. He was preaching the fire down.
Amen. That's the first time we've ever tried to do that without Roger. Probably sounded that way. I didn't know if I could think of the words or not. Lord's laid a bunch of stuff on my heart this morning that I don't usually... Well, I won't say that. I tried just to do what he... I had a list wrote down and I lost it. So I guess that means God's going to handle this for us this morning. My preacher came up with a saying. Well, he didn't come up with a saying. He was preaching one time and I go to Gum Stand Baptist Church over in Pigeon Forge. People say, that's a funny name. Well, it's a funny church because we expect Jesus himself to be there is what we expect. And the best part about it is he comes there every service. He is there. It's wonderful. Sunday mornings are great. Sunday nights are better. And Wednesday nights are the best because you people that are serious about the Lord come on Wednesday night. That's when your serious body comes to church. If you don't come to church on Wednesday nights, I tell you, I apologize, but I don't. And you got to be faithful to him if you want what he's got for you. My son just came back from Bible at the Beach. I wasn't going to say this either, but he'd never been before. Been in football his whole life from the time he was 6 years old. And football starts end of July. And when football starts... At my house, everything else took second. Well, that was wrong. He's a junior in high school. This ought to be his heyday. Big, strong boy, quarterback. And we had a terrible year last year. And he decided not to play football. And so I was crushed. And then he went to Bible at the Beach. And he came back and he said, Dad, I know why I didn't play football. Because I was supposed to go to Bible at the beach. And he said something to me that, boys, he said, Dad, do you believe that God's word, the Bible, is really God speaking to us? Is that him talking to us? I said, yes, son, I believe that. He said, well, if you believe that, then how do you not have that Bible with you all the time and read it all the time? I didn't know how to answer. We need to do that, don't we? My pastor said this one time. He said, the world is running in the wrong direction. And it is, boy, we're in a mess. Our country's in a mess. Our world's in a mess. He said, but I flipped over there and I read the back of my book. And he said, the back of my book says, we win.
Yeah.
So we're on. If you're on God's team, who cares about all this stuff? Who cares about the Ebola virus or whatever? I mean, if I catch it and I die, I promise if you go to heaven, you'll see me there. And that's how I feel about it. So
yeah.
When he said that, not that I should have done it, I just wrote that down, the back of the book. And Roger Helton and I got together and we wrote this song. I hope you enjoy it. We'll try to do it without Roger. It's called The Back of the Book.